watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday broadcast. Man, we got a lot of videos, including just a lot of, like, old-school Alex Jones videos. As often happens when Alex Jones or InfoWars gets into a bit of a tight spot, the outpouring of love online is truly overwhelming and extremely uplifting. It's just absolutely great seeing how many people just understand what's actually going on. Because on the flip side of it, you get an outpouring of people, and I don't know how to even address it. I don't know how to explain it. There are people out there that clearly do not know how to contend with reality. They have no discernment. I think at the end of the day, the way to put it is they have no discernment, meaning that not only do they believe lies, which is, you know, the obvious and immediate thing you think of if you think lacking discernment is somebody can lie to you and you just believe them, being gullible. But there's a flip side of that that's like anti-gullible, that's like so skeptical, I don't understand how you function day to day. For example, I'm going to show a video a little bit later. I was up until 3 in the freaking morning editing this thing. But it was worth it. But I thought it was worth it because yesterday during the Alex Jones show, wait, what? Paul Dance just dropped out? No. Did he really? He was just on with us. Oh, well, that's a bummer. He should have told us. He could have dropped out on here and given his headline. All right, well, clearly, you know, I'm not sure where Trump is, but wherever he is, Lindsey Graham is right behind him with a little whip. Now insult Mark Lynch. Just how it seems. Just, again, just utter, just so utterly pathetic. But I'm going to show a video here in just a second because yesterday I'm sitting in the office. My office is like right outside Alex's studio. And so I saw firsthand this phenomenon unfold, this miracle unfold where this preacher on the Alex Jones show is talking about being a battle axe. And then this battle axe shows up. And it was truly like, I mean, maybe it was just impossibly coincidental. But it's like how many coincidences have to stack up before you're like, what is going on here? But if you watch that, it's so self-evidently real what's happening. I mean, Alex would probably be a good actor, but he's not summoning tears to his eyes on command to fool people, for make-believe, right? And so it's like you watch this video of somebody just being completely real. Alex Jones, like, getting choked up. I'm sitting in my office getting choked up myself because it just seems so perfect. And yet people can watch that and go, it's all WWE. It's all pro wrestling crap. This is, they set it up. And it's like, how can you watch something so real, so truthful, so raw, so just like unfakeable? I don't know, man. It's like, do you think anything is real? What? How do you think that anything is real if you can't see that this is real? And that's the part that I like have trouble understanding. I'm like, so do they really think that like literally everything is fake? So like any outpouring of emotion, it's all just a trick. It's all just a scam. It's all just to try to get your money from you. It's like, that must be how they are. I don't understand how you could see the world that way if you're not that way. I posted a response to one of the, you know, hundreds of people commenting on stuff like this. And this was a little bit different, but the other sort of flavor of this type of commenter I get, this type of reaction I get to this type of stuff, is just the sort of spiteful, hateful person who, again, they think that they figured you out because they just come up with the slimiest, underhanded thing they can imagine, and they just say you're doing that, and they're just like, we know. And it's just like, again, maybe I need to appreciate more the fact that, like, in my life, in my world, I tell the truth and I expect everybody else to tell the truth. And I can just walk around this office, my house, with my friends, and I just, nobody's trying to get one over on anybody else. Nobody's trying to scam anybody else. No one's being a con artist. No one's looking for that angle. No one's cutting corners. It's just like, do these people even know that that's possible? It's like they don't think it's possible. It's like they think everybody must have an agenda at all times. Everybody must be lying at all times about everything. The only thing I can assume is that's because that's how they are. And that's the mindset that I don't understand and like genuinely feel kind of like horrified and like disgusted over. Imagine walking around just thinking that you're in this dog-eat-dog competition with everybody, and anything nice and wonderful must just be a, they must just be a trick, and they're trying to get one over on you, and you're not going to fall for it. And it's just like crazy. So that's the other side of the coin. When stuff happens, like, you know, the attack. Yeah. So I put up this meme, and this is kind of the idea, right? Is like, I see a nice picture of a 1950s family, and I'm like, wow, I bet they're all really nice and great and wonderful. A leftist looks at it, whatever this mindset is, I don't even know how to define it. Whatever this mindset is, it's just like, actually, everything that looks nice is secretly horrifying and gross underneath the surface. Just like, not really, dude. I don't know. Sometimes things are just nice and normal, but apparently not where you live. Apparently not around you people. And yeah, the comment I was responding to there was something where they're just like, so are you going to jump ship now and use this as a launching point to your own? And it's like, God forbid. Like, what are you talking about? And again, we go over this forever because we are just the most legitimate, most upfront, most honest media outlet ever, to the point that, I mean, it's not even up to us. I mean, we're in the bankruptcy. You can go look. So many people on there just going, I know he makes, you know, Trump, Alex Jones must be getting money from somewhere. You know, I don't know who, we can speculate, but I know how this stuff works, and I can just tell that he's getting money from somewhere. And it's like, have you done 3 minutes of research? If you do 3 minutes of research, you'll find that we have been in the control of the federal bankruptcy court receiver for the last 2.5 years. Do you think that the federal court of the United States of America is what? Laundering money for us? Hiding our, and you think that we're going to mess with a federal court bankruptcy proceeding by trying to get money under the table? Like, just think about it for a second. Just really just spend 10 seconds being like, is this something that someone would even do? No. Do you really think we're sitting around going, what if we have a pastor come on and then we give a pastor a Bible verse about a thing and then we have that thing delivered and then we'll pretend it's like a miracle it's like, maybe some people do think like that. Maybe some people do put on, you know, fraud hoaxes like that. If you think that's what we're doing, you need to recalibrate your discrimination metric, okay? You do not know how to tell truth from lies, and that's not a good place to be. And it means I kind of don't want you around me, is kind of what it means. Like, I am actually blocking everybody that's responding to my post by saying it's fake. It's just like, you can't be trusted. You don't know what's real and what's not. How am I supposed to, yeah, it's like, I don't even want you listening to me, let alone, it's not that I don't want to listen to you, I don't even want you listening to me, because you are untethered from reality, and that's very dangerous to me. So, if you want to get blocked by me, go ahead and act like this Battle Axe event was somehow orchestrated for something, for some reason. As if we live and die entirely on the basis of our integrity. I know for the people that lie about us and smear us, who want to project a lack of integrity to us, our audience knows that, like, I genuinely consider my job here to tell you the truth, and I understand that, like, the people listening to me right now on the radio, on Band.Video, on X, however you're hearing me, I have the feeling that, like, you just want the truth and you just don't want to be BS. You just don't want to be lied to, which is why even I, you know, obviously I don't talk like this to my friends and family, right? When I'm sitting behind the desk, to a certain extent, I cannot help but put on a show, you know, got all these lights on me and everything. At the same time, if I'm not in a good mood, I'm just going to come up here and not be in a good mood. I don't put on an act to, you know, pretend that, you know, oh, everything's going terrible. But then I get in front of the camera and go, everything's going great, everybody. No, if everything's going terrible, I'm going to sit here and go, I don't even want to do the show today. This all sucks, man. So that's what I can offer. That's what I got. That's what I put forward to make the deal. And all that we ask in return is that you support us. But again, it's just trying to like contend with the mindsets of people and what they think about us and it gives you insight into like, wow, is everybody else really just like constantly scamming each other? They really don't believe anything they see. Nothing can be real. Nothing good ever happens. Crazy. Just talking to I can't remember who I was talking to, Scott, I think, of people actually saying, oh, this must be 5D chess where Alex is trying to get people to pay attention to, and it's just like, maybe this is why we're in the situation that we're in. Because that does seem to be what happens, is they bombarded us so continuously with lies that people just are overcorrecting at this point. Because there is something shared between like being super gullible and being incapable of recognizing the truth. There's something there. I don't know what it is exactly. But if you'll sit there and be lied to and believe it and accept it, you're also the type of person who will see something true and come up with your own fantasy about why it must be false. So in a word, all I can say is, you know, a pure lack, a total, absolute lack of discernment and discrimination from a lot of those people. And it's always the dichotomy of man, how can there be this many insane people around, combined with, wow, everybody gets it. Wow, everybody who matters, everybody who I can, you know, who I know, everybody who I recognize, they get it. They understand that, you know, what's happening with Alex Jones and Donald Trump is not a reflection on Alex Jones in the slightest, and that it is a tragic downfall of Trump is all that it represents. Let's go to clip number 15. So I gotta show this, mostly because I stayed up all night editing. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to tell the story in a way that came across well, and then I'll elaborate on it a little bit on the other side. But yeah, this happened. I saw it happen. I watched it with my own two eyes in my office, seeing Rob Dew run in there with the axe. This was crazy. And, I hope that you can appreciate this as much as I did watching this unfold live yesterday. Let's watch.
All right, I want to explain what happened today because I'm pretty sure it was a miracle. So Alex Jones is on with this preacher,
Pastor James Williams Darkwaters,
in the context of Alex Jones recently starting to criticize Trump more and break from Trump more. And essentially they're praying for Trump.
Trump's turned it around before. It can be done. Yeah, so it's... we have to battle for him. Watch this. I'm going to give you another scripture.
So they start reading this one Bible verse, and it's about how you're supposed to be a battle axe for God.
Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. What has Donald Trump been doing on behalf of this nation? He's a battle axe of the Lord.
And the preacher is going on about the battle axe as a symbol.
Alex, you're a battle axe. Just running around wrecking everybody. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a battle axe. Every Christian is called to be one of the Lord's battle axes.
It's all about this battle axe metaphor. And this battle axe arrives at the office the moment they're talking about it. Rob Dew just like takes it in.
He just walked in. This was delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. You talk about a biblical sign. This was just delivered.
And he's like, what just happened? Like this just got delivered
2 minutes ago. Rob, you just ran in here. What? You got a letter. What does this say? No, but this is biblical. This is why God works. Somebody got touched by God. Days, I'm crying right now to mail this. This literally just showed up FedEx. Rob, come here. Sit down. Let's read this. What the hell's going on here? He just said, literally, as you said, battle axe, FedEx arrived. What the? This is
so.
And Rob's like, yeah. And he opens up the letter, and it's a letter from a guy.
He's an old carpenter and craftsman. And he, I was making this axe and God told me it was for Alex Jones. It's literally what it says right there. I mean, God, it says it right there.
Fire burned.
Let me put it right there.
You just saw this. Is this insane?
This is your battle axe. Let me remind you that God loves you and gives you strength and courage. The best to you as you move along in this crazy world.
Like, you could not have scripted it better.
God bless you.
Look at this. This literally, he's literally talking about this, and this literally gets, he said, delivered to you right as he came on. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, it was insane to witness. It was.
This is how God works. Go ahead. Look at this.
Like, seemed miraculous at the time.
No, I just got it and walked in here. I'm like, this needs to go on the air. It was a sign from God.
And then, like, 3 hours later, Donald Trump launches this attack on Alex, where he calls him stupid. It's like, I'm glad he's been ruined. I'm glad he was bankrupt. It was a vicious attack predicated on Alex Jones turning on him and attacking, and he's as good as the left or whatever it is, which it's like.
And now we intercede on the behalf of our president, Donald J. Trump.
Everyone must join us in praying for Trump right now. We're going to break this demonic spell right now. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if Trump gets off track. He belongs to God. He's going to do his job if we back him.
Is that attacking Trump? Is praying for Trump and saying we think he's on the wrong track, but we got to get him back on the right track? Does that deserve to, you know, for a guy to say, you know, he thinks he deserves your children to lose their inheritance? And it was after that, I was talking to one of the editors, and he was like, yeah, I think that battle axe was like a gift from God. He was like, I think that was God assuring Alex he was on the right track.
Perfectly arrives right as you're talking about it. That is the power of God literally telling us that your message was true. God obviously knows the future, foresaw all this moment to back up what you just said.
And it signifies your victory over those people who've been coming after you too, brother.
There's like deeper meanings to it that are insane as well. He says that he made it for Alex, and that it's been in his workshop for months.
So every time I went to the shop, God reminded me, that's for Alex.
But he doesn't send it because he has a fantasy. He has a vision.
In my fertile imagination, I built a two-story that would be...
Rob Dew was having trouble reading the guy's handwriting, and so it doesn't come across quite clearly.
Presenting it to you, and I won a truck.
Because at InfoWars, we do a raffle. If you win the truck, you get to come down to pick up the truck in person and come on the Alex Jones Show and meet Alex and hang out at the studio. And so he's like, I had this fantasy that I would win that truck and then I would get to deliver the axe in person.
Well, that didn't happen. I wonder what I would do with the axe.
He said his son finally convinced him, Dad, you just got to send the axe.
And he said, just send it to him. So here's the axe, brother.
It arrives on air when he's being told he's a battle axe for God. Right before Trump launches this ill-advised attack that is proven to be ill-advised, if you watch that segment and see what Alex's attitude towards Trump really was.
Everything you just said in God's plan literally had someone make this months ago, be pushed by God, and said, send it now to perfectly arrive, not last week, not yesterday, today, 20 minutes ago, to Rob Dew, see it, delivered it, saying, this is for Alex. How he talked, the guy that delivered didn't even know this was going on. Perfect.
No,
that's
didn't.
God's perfection right there. You just saw a miracle, folks.
That's the guy we serve. I don't know what else to say, brother. That's the guy we serve. And that's how he endorses men. He makes his presence known by endorsing. Man, you got the endorsement. That's all I can say, brother. It's a victory, man. Congratulations.
Alex Jones got the endorsement. Of course, it just happened to occur 3 hours before Donald Trump went on the attack. And again, the response online has been just an outpouring of support for Alex Jones. A lot of people ditching Trump over this. A lot of people seeing this as the last straw. And of course, it is. It was kind of predictable, but it's interesting that, I mean, Trump named four people in his letter. He gave each of them sort of the same treatment. But Alex Jones is the one that everybody's supporting. Alex Jones is the one that everybody is mad about him betraying, because Megyn Kelly, you know, she was sort of off the train for a while. And again, you know, our history with her is not the smoothest sailing. Tucker Carlson, they've been, you know, everybody's been attacking him forever for the last couple months. Candace Owens, again, sort of, you know, spread some not very, you know, realistic rumors. But Alex Jones, he's the dude. So, like, what are you doing, Alex? I mean, what are you doing, Trump? This is crazy. Go to clip number 16 here, because this is one of the things I was posted. This was all the way back in June of last year, I believe in the lead up to, or maybe shortly after, the Operation Midnight Hammer 12-day war And here's here's Alex Jones back then with a message to Donald Trump.
I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populist or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed. And the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources. So does Tucker. So does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
All right, so that was back in June of last year around the time of Operation Midnight Hammer when things really started going off the rails, and it's only gotten worse ever since. I'll probably spend the first hour, you know, I'll spend the next segment talking about this as well. And talking about just the lies that are being spread about Alex Jones and InfoWars when everybody who watches and everybody who cares to find out, you can go look it up. The way we make money is people going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. That's the way we get support. That's the way you fund us. And if you want us on the air, despite whoever is attacking us and making themselves our enemy these days, we'll continue to tell the truth no matter what. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.